Page number 128.
The Mumbai Musicians. Once upon a time, there lived a donkey named Gupu. He had worked for many years in the house of a farmer. He had carried many heavy sacks of corn and sugarcane from the farm to the factory. He was now very tired and old. The farmer said to Gupu,
"Oh, you are a good donkey. Take this sack of corn and go and see the world before you become too old."
Gupu smiled and said goodbye. He set off towards the city of Mumbai.
"I'm good at music. I will go to Mumbai and be a musician there."
On the way, he met a dog.
"Woof, woof. Where are you going?"
asked Gupu.
"I'm going to Mumbai to be a musician. Would you like to come too?"
asked Gupu.
"Woof, woof. Yes, I would,"
replied Gupu. Off went the two friends on the dusty road to Mumbai. They saw a ball of fur in the middle of the road.
"Who are you?"
they asked.
"Meow. I'm Furry, the cat,"
said the cat.
"Oh, would you like to come with us to become a musician?"
asked Gupu and Gupu together.
Page 130.
"Oh, I would love to come along,"
replied Furry. So off went the three together to become Mumbai musicians. Soon they met Cuckoo, the cock.
"I love music and wish to join your band."
They all reached a house with a light. They were tired and hungry. They peeped in through the window and saw a table with delicious food. They decided to sing to let the people inside know that they were musicians. They sang. The people inside thought that ghosts had come to scare them. They ran away as fast as they could. Gupu, Gupu and Furry went into the house and ate the food till they could eat no more. Adapted from The Bremen Town Musicians by Grimm. New words:
tired,
musician,
peeped,
delicious,
ghosts,
scare.
Page 132.
Reading is fun.
Why did the farmer tell Gupu to see the world?
Why did Gupu, Gupu and Furry want to go to Mumbai?
Why did the people in the house run away?
Let's talk.
If you were to join the animal band, which animal would you want to be? Create the sound of that animal. Get together with your friends. As a group, create the sound of the animal each one of you wants to be.
The donkey saw a ball of fur and it was a cat. If you were to see a big ball of fur, what could that be?
Page 133.
Let's sort out these words.
Pick the words from the bags and put them on the right shelf. One has been done for you. Say the words aloud.
On the green bag, you can see leg, nest, dice, pig, tree, fish, smile, and seed.
And on the red bag, you can see bell, line, lip, hill, deep, meal, street, quiet, well.
And now, let's start putting the words on the shelf. On the top shelf, put the words with short E words, like leg.
And on the second shelf, put short I words, like pig.
On the third shelf from the top, put the long E words like deep.
And on the fourth one, put long I words like smile. Page number 133. Page number 134.
Let's write.
Do you play any musical instrument?
Yes, I dash.
If no, which instrument do you want to learn?
I would dash.
Add the word of the opposite gender in the given sentences.
Anju's mother and Dash came to the school.
My uncle and Dash came to visit us on Monday.
The lion and Dash looked lovingly at their cub.
The king and Dash sat on beautiful thrones.
The man is running and the Dash is walking.
My grandfather and Dash went to the market. Page number 135.
Fun time.
Let's play bingo.
Write any 9 words from the given list in the boxes. Put only 1 word in 1 box.
The teacher will call out any 6 words. If the word she calls out is in the box, put a cross on it. The one who crosses out all the words first shouts bingo and is the winner.
In the circle, there are words like young,
smooth,
light,
few,
outside,
beautiful,
slow,
fat,
up,
good,
happy,
slow.
And now use these words to fill in the bingo sheet.
Page number 136.
In what way are these musical instruments different from each other? Put them into 3 groups based on how they are played.
Here, on the left side, there are some pictures of some musical instruments.
Tabla,
sitar,
flute,
duffli,
guitar,
iktara,
shehnai,
dholak,
violin.
Page number 137.
In the blue circle, put the instruments that you play with fingers.
And in the pink one, you can put the string instruments.
And likewise in the green one, put the instruments that you blow into.
Page number 138.
This is the picture of a musical instrument called a jaltarang. Here, you can see picture of a boy trying to play something with a stick. In his hands, there are sticks, but oh, there are some cups filled with water. Let's find out what happens.
Make your own jaltarang.
Get 6 to 10 bowls of the same size and shape.
Pour water into the bowls. Keep the water at different levels.
Use 2 pencils and strike the rim of the bowls to make musical sounds.
The word jaltarang is made up of 2 words. Jal, water, tarang, music. Now make new words by joining 2 words. 1 has been done for you.
The first one is done. News plus paper, newspaper.
School plus bag, dash.
Tooth plus paste, dash.
Neck plus lace, dash.
Some plus 1, dash.
Bath plus room, dash.
Time plus table, dash.
Foot plus ball, dash.
Car plus pet, dash.
Page number 139.
Let's practice.
Here is a sentence given below with dotted lines. Connect the dots to complete the sentence.
Get up early in the morning.
Get up early in the morning, and so on.